Thank you for joining with us again today as we continue on the series of the sevenfold aspects of the blood of Jesus. And we're starting to get to a place where we're going to be finishing up upon this lesson series and starting a new one, as today we start the sixth aspect of the sevenfold aspects of the blood of Jesus. And that is this, that my body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, redeemed, cleansed by the blood of Jesus. And the scripture we're going to be using for our studies in the next few days is this, 1 Corinthians 6:19. Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own? Today we're going to talk about the indwelling of the Spirit. Now, the other day we talked about holiness by faith, and we've got to take upon ourselves that relation with God to begin with, to initiate the anointing of God through faith of receiving His Lordship and seeing the power of God make itself manifest so that we can become the children of God and see the work and the fruit of the Spirit. And we talked about that and about how we need to allow the holiness of God to express itself. Not holding back, not hesitating, not yielding to our own members, but letting Christ be all in all. And that is something so very important if we're going to see the power of God's grace and this aspect of the blood of Jesus take place in our lives, where we are redeemed and cleansed by the blood, and we are the habitation or the temple of the Holy Spirit. We're going to have to allow Him to purge us. We're going to have to allow Him to clean us out. We're going to have to allow Him to make us transparent, like on the Mount of Transfiguration, where you recognize that anointing, the power of God that was expressed through Jesus Christ and those that were there, present with the disciples supernaturally. God wants to do work where we express and shine forth as being the people of God, a light in this world. But we can't be the light without His nature, His grace, and His power. If He simply was Lord and we didn't have this abiding presence of God, there would be something totally inability within us to be able to express the true nature of God. We could try to attain, we could maybe have an ascent or faith torch, but we can never be like Jesus because we don't have that nature of God within. But because of the Holy Spirit, we have that nature and ability through faith in His name. And the indwelling of the Spirit begins to become manifest. And so the fruit of the Spirit is seen. There's two things that happen with the anointing and the power and indwelling of the Spirit that are so evident when we're believers. One is that the fruit of the Spirit, the mark of Christ within, begins to take root and is seen and made manifest for those to see: the gentleness, the kindness, the meekness, the joy, the temperance, etc. Then there's the other side of the coin, the anointed gifts or the empowering to see us speak with other tongues, to see divine miracles, to see the work and the habitation of God in such a way that we see like the demonstration of ministry around about us as part of the body of Christ. A lot of us like that part of ministry, and we want that without the cost to pay. But the holiness by faith and the fruit of God and allowing the Holy Spirit to bear manifest is so important. Because without that foundation, you can forget about the anointed gifts. You can forget about the manifest glory, because it's going to be diminished. It's going to see holes in it. It's going to see flaws everywhere. But if I keep on walking by faith in Christ, trusting His word, going back into His presence, considering that, hey, I can boldly go before the throne of grace in time of need when I fail and falter, and understand that I have an advocate with the Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, I can walk in mercy and love and know that, hey, I might not get it right all the time, and I might mess up sometimes and really probably hurt my witness. But Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And through that abiding Spirit, I have the opportunity to express His love, to become more like Him, and I can strive to attain to the nature of the high calling in Christ Jesus through the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. Without the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, you're just trying to do it on your own. And none of us can do that. This isn't just a faith tapped upon the wall and saying, this is my doctrine. Now, a lot of Christians kind of act that way, and you don't see much fruit of the Spirit, but they can tell you intellectually about the doctrines of the church. But that's a facade. That might sound nice. It might even sound convincing. But the lifestyle and the grace of God is not there. And your testimony is never, never in a place where it can be discounted by, quote, a word with your personal experience that you have received through the power of God, especially when it does fall in line with what is expected in the life of the believer. Hey, and they shall speak with other tongues, and they shall cast out devils, and they shall, you know, the anointing of God is there. Bear witness of Christ in your life through allowing Him to express Himself. He wants to come inside you and manifest His presence through you and show forth supernaturally His glory. Less of me and more of Him. That's what we need. Too many times we try to do it on our own, try to make it happen, but we can't. And one of the things we can do to help ourselves is to nourish ourselves and equip ourselves correctly in the things of God. When a mother has a child and has the knowledge that she's pregnant, she is not just going to keep on doing things the way she used to do it. There is a precious gift within. And she eats the right things. She doesn't do certain things. She, you know, avoids things that could hinder and hurt that child. She tries to be aware of its presence and its development. And in our hearts and lives, we need to have that same understanding, that awareness of the presence of God within, so that we can allow God to bear fruit within us, to come alive in us, and to see us manifest the glory of God, and to see this life of ours be that which shows forth the praise and the glory of God. We need to give ourselves over to the Word of God. We need to listen to songs and praise. We need to be in the house of God. We need to cherish fellowship one with another. We need to read good books. We need to encourage ourselves in the faith. We need to build up one another instead of cutting down and criticizing and hurting one another. We need to quit the fighting and start the praise and the help and encouraging. Amen? The world fights enough. We don't need to be doing it so much in the body of Christ. Let's bear fruit of the witness of the Lord. Let's show forth His glory. Let's allow His Holy Spirit to bear its mark in and through our lives, and that people will know we've been with Jesus and He is in us. Thank you, Lord, for the blood of Jesus and the work of your Holy Spirit. Let your Spirit come alive in me, and the seed of faith that has come forth in the heart and life to be that which is blossomed and anointed and touched of God, so it would become the expression of the Lord. Lord, let within my life that which becomes seen and heard of men and women that represents you and gives you honor. Lord, touch through me, Holy Spirit. Help me today to be your child. And this day, this hour, be the church, through allowing you to minister into my temple. And Lord, be the Lord of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope this word blessed you and encouraged you. If you could, call us at any time here at Covenant Grace Ministry. We'd love to hear from you. And our number here at the ministry is 646-926-0401. Or you can email us at cgmfinc@gmail.com. You can also visit our website at cgmfinc.weebly. That's weebly.com. Hey, get a hold of us. Let us know how this ministry is ministering to you, and we thank you for your prayers and your support. God bless you today for being with us on the prayer line.